I invite the congregation to stand for a time of prayer. Just a couple prayer requests to share with the congregation. The first is that we do have some potential surgeries, some surgeries definitely planned in the near future. Bob Glather just came through surgery. He is now at home, so we can give thanks for the successful outcome this last week. Brian Baker is going in for an operation here on Tuesday. We can uplift Brian in prayers. Terry Stouter is also going to be having another hip surgery. He's going to be added to the prayer list. And then we're also going to pray for the family of Judy Saylor. Mike and Judy are members of the church. Judy passed away this last week. We got that news this last Tuesday. So we're going to uplift Mike and the Saylor family in the time ahead as they gather to mourn Judy's death. And we're going to pray through Psalm 23. I'll go ahead and read the reader part and also the pastor part. You're encouraged to speak the people part. We pray. Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere in their various needs, for the church around the world, for all who are near and dear to us, and for ourselves. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. Thus may the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under the ravages of war between nations, civil unrest and revolution, and terror from extremists of all stripes. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look in empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all. Lord, in your mercy, he leads me in paths of righteousness. O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news, strengthening those who trust in Jesus and leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, this week we pray for the family of Drew, especially Teresa, as they mourn Drew's death this last week. Lord, also for the Saylor family as they gather and take in the news that Judy has passed away, that you'd comfort them in their grief. Lord, also for those that have undergone surgery or will be facing surgery in the days ahead, for Bob Glather, also for Terry Stouter, for Brian, for your hands of protection this Tuesday for him, for Oscar as he recovers, for Matthew coming out of surgery, and also those names that we mentioned today, Kai, John and Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Larry, Kathy, Dennis and Larry, Bernice, Jen and Gabriel, and Gary. Grant them days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
And let's also pause for a moment to uplift a prayer for the mothers, giving thanks to God for their gift to us. We pray. Heavenly Father, on this Mother's Day, we praise you for the gift of our mothers. We thank you for Christian parents who have taught us about your love and have pointed us to Jesus. Be especially with all mothers. When they are feeling inadequate, comfort them with your presence and mercy. Guide them with Christ's love to love their children, even when they are hard to love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive a closing blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his eternal peace. Amen. Now I'll invite the congregation to go ahead and have a seat. And before, Peggy, you begin there, just a note about where we're headed after our dismissal. We do have fellowship opportunities in the fellowship hall after church. All are invited to come for coffee and some goodies right through the purple doors into the fellowship hall. We'll close with our final hymn today, Let All Things Now Living.